USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The only clear path to peace in Ukraine is a deal between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. But red lines have been drawn by the Russian and Ukrainian leaders that are nowhere near each other. Another round of peace talks are scheduled for today in Turkey, though Putin has discounted Zelensky's call for a leader-level summit. President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
For the band Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins died in Bogota, Colombia after complaining of chest pains. Colombia police did report drugs were found in the hotel room at the Four Seasons. An official cause of death has not been announced, yet an autopsy revealed Taylor's heart weighed twice the amount of a normal heart. China's biggest city, Shanghai, with 26 million residents, began a two-stage lockdown Monday as authorities attempt different strategies to control the country's worst COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began. Shanghai, on the southeastern coast of China, is the center for finance and international business in the country. The city is also home to the world's largest shipping container port. The U.S. housing market this spring selling season is looking like a disaster, a result from a perfect storm. Interest rates on home mortgages have spiked, reducing affordability, and builders can't get adequate supplies to construct houses more quickly. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was on Newsmax this weekend saying the new Iran nuclear deal should require congressional approval before a treaty can be agreed upon. Mr. Bolton says the United States has already given way too many concessions to Iran and does not bode well for the American people.
I said the 2015 deal was the worst diplomatic agreement in American history. This one is worse. The administration has spent a full year making more concessions to Iran, including, as I mentioned in that op-ed that you referred to, something called inherent guarantees. Now, people may remember that the Iranians were insisting that Biden commit that no future American president could withdraw from the deal. Now, that's impossible. But they've been working and making some kind of arrangements to try and give Iran assurances that that in fact it won't happen. And I think it comes in the form of penalizing the United States. So, to me, this inherent guarantee, which we don't have the details of, to be sure, because the administration has kept it so hidden, just makes this far more dangerous to the United States even than the earlier deal.
Described as a once-in-a-hundred-year event, residents near Anchorage, Alaska were ordered on Sunday to evacuate a mountainous area after one massive avalanche buried a road in 80 feet of snow and another huge slide was considered imminent. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson issued the evacuation order for the affected area at Eagle River on the city's outskirts. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.